This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طيب بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المسداة وعلى من والاه وأعوذ بالله من شرور الأنفس ومن سيئات الأعمال من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أما بعد هذا سيدي ما خطبة الجمعة today that الله سبحانه وتعالى Almighty spoke about the importance of marriage in the Quran and there's so many verses in the Quran talks about the foundation of healthy marriages, what it look like. And if we do adhere to those foundation, then we will not see the problem that have manifested itself in our community. Especially the issue of violence, family violence, and domestic violence and abuse. As I said in Khutbat al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha. Wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddata wa rahma. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yatafakkarun. Allah says, and among the sign of Allah in the universe, is that He created His spouses from among yourself. So you might dwell with them in tranquility. And Allah is He who put love and mercy between your hearts. Very surely in that are signs for those who reflect. This verse from Surah An-Nur says it all about the foundation of relationship. Number one, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ and among the sign of Allah in the universe. Why marriage is a sign of Allah? Because two strangers who do not have any kind of rights on each other, they become husband and wife, and then they demand their rights. They ask for their rights from their husband and wife. They become having the obligations and duty toward one another. That's why marriage contract is one of the most important contract. Allah called it in Quran al-mithaq al-ghaliz. كيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذنا منكم ميثاقا غليظا. You know, Allah says in the Quran, and how comes you take the dowry back from the woman after you've given them? أني أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض. The word أفضى in Quran, very interesting word. You expose yourself, you become open to the person. There's nothing make you more vulnerable or make a person more vulnerable than marriage. Because you say to the person, this is who I am. Either cherish me or crush me. And some people crush people. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, vulnerability in marriage. أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض. And that's why the greatest contract a person write and sign ever after the contract with Allah of Iman is marriage. Nothing come close. Not the car that you bought, the house you bought, the application of college that you signed. Nothing come close. Because of the amount of investment and the amount of trust the person have put in another person. And that's why during Umar radiallahu anhu, when people used to get married, a man will shake a hand with his son-in-law and he says, this is my daughter. Mithaq ghaliz, strong covenant. And tumsika bi ma'roof. Either you stay with her in good terms. Aw tasrihum bi ihsan. If you don't like to stay with my daughter, don't abuse her, don't take her life, don't kill her. As you just heard what happened. تسريح بإحسان You let her go in good terms. That's what it is. إِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفَ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And therefore, the marriage contract have a lot of weight. It's heavy weight on it. And that's why that the Muslims during Rasulullah time, during the companions, when they exchange of vows, they understood that about 52 side effects of the marriage contract by just exchanging the vows. It's called Atharu Aqd al-Nikah. The implications of signing a marriage contract. It's a lot of implications. Many people think that's a drive-through. That's why sometimes they said, can you just do it for us? I said, do you understand what marriage is all about? We need to sit and talk. And therefore, that the principles in which the relationship is based are highlighted in this ayah. That among the sign of Allah in the universe is that He created spouses from among yourself. And the word here, I mean, anfusikum, is a very important word. Can someone physically hurt themselves unless they are not together? Hurting a spouse is hurting oneself. Look the beauty of the Quran. When the Quran says, don't take other people's life, what he says? لا تقتلوا أنفسكم ها أنتم تقتلون أنفسكم. Don't take the life of others because by doing so, you have taken your own life. And that's why the Quran says, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس, whoever take a life, there's no right to do so. فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا, as if have taken the life of all humanity. ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا, whoever help a person to sustain life, as if have saved all humanity. He said, من أنفسكم, from among yourself. And Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ إِيش؟ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Oh, humanity, be conscious of the Lord, the one who created you from a single soul. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا, and created from that soul is made. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً, was the offspring. And from them it come what? Children. So Adam and Hawa and whoever come after them as husband and wife. And that's why in Surah Al-Furqan, the surah that I recited in Isha, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. Oh Allah, grant us spouses will be the comfort of our eyes. مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Spouses and offspring will be the comfort of our eyes. خَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Two words been repeated. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَمِ. The one that you ask your mutual rights in his name. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah watch over you. Whether you fulfill the contract or you violate the contract, Allah is telling to us. Therefore he says, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And therefore, that a person will think all about themselves in marriage, they don't know what marriage is all about. A person is self-centered, it doesn't know what marriage is about. Min anfusikum, you have to think about the other person's feeling. We have to think about the other person's needs. That's why he says, min anfusikum. Azwaja. Zawaj, or zawaj, means piety. Meaning that husband and wife have to function as pair. And this priority is very important. Why? You think about the other person. In any decision that we make, we accompany a person with us. Allah, when He said priority, He changed a person from I to we, from me to us. It's not, cannot be only about me. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to enter the home, he used to help in the household, fix his own shoes, wash his clothes, just to help. And when he entered the house, he bring happiness. No one saw Rasulullah come to the house to get frightened. No one saw Rasulullah coming get scared. No one saw Rasulullah coming start whispering. Even in the presence of Rasulullah, people were singing. You know the hadith? They were singing. And Umar says, you sing in the house of Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, leave them. It's okay. He used to bring comfort. كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل بيته نشر السرور في أهل بيته. When he used to come to the house, he used to bring an ocean of happiness. Everyone loved to see him. They're excited that he's with them. When he leaves them, they feel sad that he left. There's some people when they leave, people say, it's true or not? The person doesn't want to come home. Am I correct? خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. This nafs, nafs wahida. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. No one become a true believer. حَتَّى يَحِبْ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يَحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. No one become a true believer unless he or she love to their brother or their sister what they love for them, for themselves. That's why مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Become oneself. أزواجة disparity لتسكنوا إليها. If Quran says the purpose of marriage is to have sakina and tranquility on the spouse, then what does domestic violence come in the Muslim community from? Can you tell me? Where did it come from? Why are you hearing about people beating their spouses? Why are you hearing about verbal abuse? Why are you hearing about emotional abuse? Of course, some brother reminded me, said also that some sister hit their husbands. That does not exempt them from that. It is not only, when you talk about abuse, you talk all form of abuse. But the statistic shows 90% of abuse against women. Statistics shows that. I can guarantee you this statistic in America, the statistic in Pakistan, the statistic in Sudan, statistics in Bangladesh, statistics in Afghanistan, whatever you come from, it is. Don't take it personal. Even Mauritania. I saw my brother from Mauritania there. It's statistics all over the place. No one examined. It's happening in every place. It does. It happened during Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time to the extent that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in the masjid. Qala balagani, I come to know that some people are physically abusing their spouse. ليس هؤلاء بخياركم. Those are not the best among you. They are not good people. He said so. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, خيركم خيركم لأهلي. The best among you, the best of their family. It is not a person of social status. It's not a person well known in the community, famous. It's not a person with money. He or she is a person, he or she are kind to their what? Their family. They take care of their family. That's how we, there's a criterion here. Rasulullah said, خَيْرُكُمْ, the best among you, they're the best of their family. وَأَنَا, I, Rasulullah وسلم, خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي, I'm the best among you to my family. Go and ask them. Interview my family. Rasulullah, better open, it's an interview. We have interviewed, I can tell you that we have already interviewed Khadija radallahu anha. Open any book of hadith or seerah. You see the interview there. Published interview. We have already interviewed Aisha radallahu anha. We have already interviewed Kalthum. We have already interviewed what? Musalama, sorry. And all of Hafsa. We interviewed those people. They tell you how, yeah, a lady married to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She come from a Jewish background. Who that lady was? Sophia. And Rasulullah on bed dying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last minute of his life. And she said to him, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I wish what you're feeling come to me. I want you to feel better. And the wife said, come on. She just, you know, stop it. Yeah, they doubted her. Like, no, don't say that. You know what the Rasulullah said? قال والله إنها لصادقة. I say, by Allah, she's speaking the truth. This woman loves me so much. She meant it. Don't doubt her. Don't think she said that to show off. Why would she say that? If she didn't see the kindness of Rasulullah ﷺ, the love of Rasulullah ﷺ. And therefore, قال لتسكنوا إليها. This لتسكنوا, that you may seek tranquility. And look the word لتسكنوا. I said in the khutbah that the home is second. The house where you live is second. You come from work, you come home for what? Why you leave work, go home? Why do you go home? Tranquility, to find a place of rest, place of privacy. Be yourself. Have you seen a person wearing like a suit like myself and cooking fish in the kitchen? That's what I ate for dinner, okay? You have seen that? No, be yourself. How comes a husband or a wife being around someone and feel walking on eggshells? If I say something, he's gonna say something to me. He's gonna abuse me, or she's gonna abuse me, or he's gonna say, why walk, we walk on eggshells? What is the sakina? What is litaskunu ilayha? Why people come to me in my office says, I don't feel I can say anything in my house because anything I say, I'm scared. I say, subhanAllah, scared of whom? Scared of my spouse. I say, subhanAllah, how it comes? Quran said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. لِتَسْكُنُوا, you're seeking tranquility in them. You seek rest in them. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received the wahi, when he was scared, where did he go? He went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? He has male friends, didn't he? Didn't have male friend? Where did he go? Go to his wife. He found that there's an ocean of tranquility there. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. What do you think? Well, Khadija, she felt insecure. Where did she go? She came to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how it is. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You seek tranquility in them. And what are the ingredients of tranquility? Two things. مَوَدَّة وَرَحْمَةً. Husband and wife have to be kind to each other. وَرَحْمَةً. And let me, so that make this too long, went about to end here. Rahmah is one of the most important ingredients in human relationship. If somebody is not kind to you, you don't want to be around them. Am I correct? There's an absence of rahmah. Some people claim love, but show no mercy. I say you're contradicting yourself. Because love is a verb. Allah says so. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونُ يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Don't claim love. Show it in action, Allah says. If you claim that you love Allah, follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will love you. That's how rahmah, it is the foundation of all human relationship. Husband or wife should be kind to each other by not abusing each other verbally or physically or mentally, all this form of abuse. Degrading somebody, calling them names, good for nothing. You know, I wish I married somebody better than you. You're good for nothing. Or a man or woman say to each other, don't they? That's called verbal abuse. And mental abuse, you tell them you are not worth of anything. You know, I could have gotten somebody better than you. My mother said my cousin was available. And I left you for my cousin. Who are you on? You think I'm a big shot. I can get someone better than you. Mental abuse. Low self-esteem. My brothers and sisters, this topic makes sometimes the Muslim community not comfortable. And people telling me sometimes, please, you don't have to talk about it. Why? Why shouldn't I talk about it? We must talk about it. It makes some people edgy. Sometimes says, which, you know. You mentioned this brother, people misunderstand, or sister might say. Now, we have to talk about this issue in the Muslim community. We cannot do what? What the ostrich does? The head on the what? In the sand. A Muslim now. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best community emerged to humanity. تأمرون بالمعروف. You command what is good. وتنهون عن المنكر. You forbid what is evil. Muslim community is not a community that they bury their hand, head in the sand. They raise their head and say, we call it as we see it. Whether some people like it or some people not. But we have to educate the community. Rahmah cannot be in a marriage if there's abuse in marriage. And I would like to just be frank. If marriage people do not get together, they don't feel the tranquility, they don't feel the rahmah, they dislike one another, then there's exit. What's the exit? Talaq. You know what talaq means? The word talaq in Arabic? To loosen the tie. He didn't say cut. هل قال أقطع الزواج؟ قال طلقوا. It's called عقدة النكاح, and then you're losing it. Losing it. And that's it. Become normal. Yes, okay. Now we go back. إمساكم بمعروف أو تسريحهم بإحسان. Or you separate in what? In a beautiful, kind way. I used to have lectures. I gave lectures here at the Arabs before and Dar al-Hijra actually. And people tell me, can you change the title? I said, no, I'm not changing the title. The lecture called Successful Divorce. People said, subhanAllah, that's two contradictory terms. In Islam, a Muslim have to do anything if it was success. But أفلح المؤمنون. Al-mu'minun always what? In success. They pray with success, they divorce with success, they do it in the way Allah asked them to do it. That's success. If they don't do it in the way Allah asked them to do, they have failed. Am I correct? Now you understand it? It goes together? Alhamdulillah. Now, rahmah. Rahmah means husband and wife, they should not burden each other with things that the person cannot bear. They should not speak in a manner that make a person feel unless worth of anything. Rahmah means appreciation. Husband and wife appreciate, recognize one another. Effort. And that recognition of appreciation, it's called shukr. Make a person want to give more. Shakartum la'azidannakum, Quran says. But also in happen a human being. That shukr make a person, being grateful, appreciating, make a person want to give more. This is rahmah. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we have to spread the words. Talk to our family, talk to our friends. We want our marriages to be based on rahmah. Our community has to be a model and example in America. We have to set the model and examples. My brothers and sisters, I know. This abuse takes place in every community and every society. It's not a Muslim phenomenon. In every minute, there's somebody being abused. Am I correct? In America, and not all of them by Muslims, for sure. You go to the shelters. Shelter full, it's Muslim women only there? Other people. There's some people have done traffic, horrific crimes. Taking the life of a spouse, take the life of children. And therefore, we should not ever say Islam have caused this problem. Islam never caused problems. Islam brings solutions. And we said that to media, to everyone, do not think that Islam is a cause of this problem, because this problem does not know any religion, does not know any race, does not know any social status, doesn't know all of that. It occurred in all level of the community. But Muslim community, because Allah have ordered us and commanded us to do what is right, we should look to ourselves all the times and say, we are supposed to be the best community emerge to mankind. We have to do our best to change our attitudes toward the marriage and to think that relationship is based on those principles. Imsakum bi ma'ruf, either stay in good term or tasrihum bi ihsan, or let go in a kind way. The litaskunu ilayha ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma. This was rahma. Now mawadda. Why the word mawadda? Allah used the word mawadda. He didn't use the word hub. Ahl al-Arabiya. You know why? Mawadda is an act of love. Al-mawadda huwa yatahabbab al-zawj wa al-zawja li-zawjiha aw li-zawjihi. The husband and wife do their best to their spouse so they love them more. They show kindness and care so that they love increased. And mawadda is two-way streets. Many people, they think they have the right to be loved, but there's no obligation to love other people. And they love what? Did you cook for me? Did you clean? Show me love, but I will not do anything. Or the sister says, if you don't buy me that new car, you don't love me. You know, both ways. Love, it based on what? You're not to burden other persons with things. You don't impose things on people that they cannot bear. Many people, they're abusive, and they come to me and say that we love. I love my spouse. I said, how? Show me. You call them names, and you still say that you love them. Therefore, mawadda here means active love. People show it in actions. Can I give you some of the mawadda from Rasulullah sallam life? Mawadda like Khadija radallahu anha. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and feels frightened and scared, and he, his wife says, don't worry about it, everything will be fine. Wallahi la yukhzik Allah. He shouldn't say to him, why didn't you go to the mountain? Didn't I tell you not to go there? Hasha li Khadija radallahu anha. Mountain of love. She said, لعلك خف. Are you scared, my beloved husband? He said, yes. خفتُ على نفسي. قالت, والله لا يخزيك الله. How many spouses, they say to their husband or their wife this? When a person said, I'm scared, I'm frightened. Because some of the spouses, they are the one who causing the frightening and the scare themselves. Seriously. They do. Therefore, he came to her and she gave him the love, the comfort, the physical comfort. She covered him. He said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni. Can you cover me? You know, she put a blanket on him. And Quran said, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Because Khadija radhiallahu anha did that. Tazmeel and Tathir. Then she took him for counseling. What did she do? She took him to Waraqa ibn Nawfal to explain what happened to him. And he told him, you are the prophet of this Ummah. My brothers and sisters, that what does a spouse, a husband for? A husband is a person bring comfort, tranquility, to the household, comfort his wife, and if there's any problem in their marriage, seek counseling, no physical abuse. Period. No hitting, no beating. ما ضرب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم امرأة ورجل قط. He never hit anyone in his life, صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, life of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. كان لكم. Very surely the Prophet have the best model and examples. Some people said to me, if a person takes someone's life, or somebody broke somebody's arms, brother, you need to ask them, why did he do that? Can you ask? I said, no, I'm not going to ask. Because there's no excuse for a person to do so. Don't try to justify it, my brothers, sisters. No justification for that. Take someone's life, someone to be a spouse, and they tell me that, you need to ask me, why did I do it? I break someone's arms and have them end up in hospital, ask me why? I said to you that you have the options. If you don't like to stay in the marriage, you do what? You exit. Tasrihum bi ihsan. You don't destroy someone's life. You don't take someone's life. You don't break somebody. What is this? Mawadda. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّ وَرَحْمَةً. Then Quran said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Now, to conclude this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this beautiful ayah, every single word of it, it meant something. But the end of it, he says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِنَا لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Those who really think, reflect, understand, they will apply these principles. Those who do otherwise, they will not apply it. It can have PhD, with all the respect to have people have PhD here. It can be a person be a medical doctor, respect to all the people medical doctors. It can be an engineer. It can be a person can be the most famous intellectual Muslims in the Muslim community. Their name is all over the place. Does not apply this principle is a person of no intellect, Quran says so. The qawmi yatafakkaroon, those who think, those who reflect, those who respect those principles. To conclude, my prayer, my dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have all of us to be ambassadors of Islam in our action, in our words. And I said, Islam is a pretty practical religion. Not every marriage works. It's true or not? Not every marriage works. That's why the Quran says you can exit. I said in my khutbah Jum'ah, this is not advertisement for divorce. But I said the Quran says, imsakum bima'roof, aw tasrihum bi'ihsan. Allah said that to the wife of the Rasulullah. They asked for more money. Rasulullah couldn't have it. He doesn't have the money. The Quran said to him what? Give them the option to stay with you or they leave you. But he did not say, if they to leave you, go after them. Put their name, destroy their reputations, or beat them, or do. The Quran say that? Ya nisa al-Nabi, in kuntunna turidna al-hayat al-dunya wa zinataha, fata'alayna umatti'ukunna, wa usarrihukunna sarahan jameela. Oh, the wife of the prophets. If you want the material life, it's okay, we can give it to you. But I cannot afford keep paying you. I cannot do this. We give you lump sum money, and I will release you what? أُسَرِّحُكُنَّ سَرَاحًا. What? What kind of sarah? جَمِيلًا. What jameel is what? What jameel means? Beautiful. No person have a right if his wife file for divorce, go and take her life. Or stalking her. Go after her. Send people to watch her where she's going and this and that. No, yaakhi, let go. Let go. Sarahan jameela. Beautiful way. Quran says so. This is not my words, my brothers. I am speaking, I'm telling you, conveying to you the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Release them in the most beautiful way. Sarahan jameela. وَإِنْ كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا عَدَّ الْمُحْتَنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. If you want to stay with the Prophet, you don't not care about dunya, you're going to be patient with the Prophet. For the not having enough money, because here, enough money, by the way, he does not make them starve. They say, he get all of these booties, got this all of this money. We see the money on his hand and give it to other people, then we should have more of it. One of the conditions marrying the Prophet is to know that the Prophet does not leave inheritance. They would come with a package. You know what? The condition of the contract is so clear that you will not marry after him. You will not get inheritance. That was the contract. Therefore, he entered willingly. Do you know that the Rasulullah in life, there's two women Rasulullah have let go? You know that? Do you know that from the seerah? A woman said to Rasulullah, "A'udhu billahi minka," sacrifice by Allah from you. Another woman, Rasulullah extended his hand to her. She held her hand. Although he's Rasulullah, she doesn't want to stay, she doesn't want to marry him. With Rasulullah forced her, he let her go. He said, send her a gift. Give her a gift. He didn't say, by the way, put her on the blacklist. She cannot come to Medina anymore. He didn't say that. That's what it is. That is practical. This is Islam. The hayat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ego things. You divorce me, see what I'm going to do to you. You do this to me, I'm going to do this. Why? Why? This egoistic things is not a sunnah. It's not the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what it is. I can see, tell you that the amount of complaints I got from stalking, hitting, somebody burned somebody's car, a person come out of their apartment, find all the four tires are cut with a knife. Why is this? Why terrorizing a person? Why we do this? It's, you know, we have to, all of us, when you see this kind of behavior, we tell a person, you're doing wrong. You should not have done that. This is not acceptable. In Allah amru bil adl, Allah command justice. We as a Muslim say to the person, even if my brother, my own brother, my kin, I have to tell them stop it. We do that collectively, we will reduce the amount of abuse we see in the Muslim community. Finally, I'd like to end in this high note. I hope it's high note. Okay? Sometimes we don't have to say high note because my baby Dr. Altaf we think it's a low note. But because I'm going to quote the Quran, I know for sure it's a high note. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the talking of the time, verily, surely humanity lost. Illa alladhina amanu, except those who believe, wa tawasaw bil haqq. They told each other the truth, no matter how better sometimes it is, bettered, or you know, people might not like the truth. تواصوا بالحق. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Those who believe and do righteous deeds. وتواصوا بالحق. تواصي. That we tell the members of our community what is right. And my sisters, there's no shame for you to talk to somebody if somebody hitting you, abusing your home. There's no shame on that. Don't let anyone say this isn't be a public business. People will come to know about it. Let people know about it. They complain to Rasulullah. A woman, how would you know about Khawla? You know a woman named Khawla? How would you know about her if she didn't come to Rasulullah and she complained about her husband? She become famous. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah have heard Sayyid Aisha رضي الله عنه. You talk about confidentiality in counseling. When she talked to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, first of all, the Quran did not say her name. She said her name. Said أنا التي حدث الله. Allah said about me this. Then she become famous. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Wallahi kuntu fil ghurfa. By Allah, I was in the same room. And she was talking to Rasulullah. I did not hear what she said to him. Until Allah says, Allah heard it. Allah heard the talking. To tell you the power of Allah. I've heard Allah heard of the complaint of the woman that she came to complain to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about her husband. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ She complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاورَكُمَا Allah have heard your dialogue, O Rasulullah, with this lady. You know what happened during Umar at the time? This woman stopped him. خول. Said, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, I want to talk to you. He said, sure. Where would you like me to talk to you? Then he took, pulled him aside and talked to him. And the companions that were with him, they get annoyed. They said, what is she keep talking? This woman took too much, talked too much. I don't need to go, you know. What is it, man? And when he came, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, أخذتنا منك. This woman just took us from you. Took too long. قال ويحكم. What to you? هذه المرأة التي قال عنها الله قد سمع الله وقول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله. This is a woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallam, Allah heard her complaint. It's very important for all of us, tawasaw bil haq, tawasaw bil sabr. That means we have to stay the course of Islam. Perseverance. And I would like to conclude by saying this. The dua that Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, is a dua that we should keep repeat ourselves. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا هَبْ Grant us. Gift. Spouses are gift from Allah. Children are gift from Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنُ Make them the cover of our eyes. And make us the leader of the righteous. This is my dua, my supplication. In this moment I ask Allah to bestow the mercy upon the sister that have lost her life very violent way that contradict all those principles that I shared with you. Have shaken the core of every one of us, the conscience of every one of us. Why such a thing would take place in the Muslim community? As I said, Islam have no blame on this. It's not because of Islam somebody have done it. Not because they open the Quran and says, oh, I'm going to do this because the Quran says so. But we, the Ummah of Khairiyah, the best nation, best community, we should talk about this issue. Allahumma adina fi min hadayt, aafina fi min aafayt, tawallana fi min tawallayt, fina sharra ma qadayt, naka taqdi bil haqq wa la yuqda alayhim. Wallah bestow the blessing of our gathering, make it the gathering of paradise. Wallah grant us spouses and offspring with the comfort of our eyes, make us the leader of the righteous. Wallah bestowed mercy and rahmah upon our sister Asi Hassan. Oh Allah, forgive her sin. Oh Allah, reward her for the patient, for the pain and the suffering that she went through. Oh Allah, we know that her life was taken in a very violent way. Oh Allah, compensate her for that frightening with security within your presence. Oh Allah, the time that she faced the frightening and the pain, make it a time of peace and tranquility in your presence. Oh Allah, you are the Kareem, the most generous, and she is your guest. Bestow the blessing upon her, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bestow the blessing upon our family and our children. Oh Allah, make us do what is right. Oh Allah, make us forbid what is evil. Oh Allah, make us our heart being clean from envies, from hatred, from jealousy, and fill it with your love and love for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, make us a forgiving people. Forgive one another. Overlook the shortcoming and mistake of one another. Oh Allah, give us a patient and perseverance to do what is right. Oh Allah, we ask you to unite us in paradise in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us see this model and examples that we talked about when you meet them in Jannah, Khadija radallahu anha, al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim wa Hajar, Ibrahim wa Sarah. Oh Allah, those beautiful people, make us follow the model and examples, walk the footprint and footsteps, and gather us with them in paradise. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله لكم انه غفور رحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت وصليت على ابراهيم وعلى ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم